The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew.
John, here's what we've seen over the time that we've been on this show.
What? I lost my hearing. What?
What we have seen since we instituted the 2.5 men theme is I went from being the half man to now I'm the man and he's the half man.
That doesn't happen often, does it?
No.
How did that happen?
Well, you sang the half man part.
I was just singing.
And you lost all this weight, and so now you're half of a man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Man, he was bragging, wasn't he?
He walked in and he goes,
man, my pants don't fit. I bought this new shirt and I've lost 40 pounds.
Look at me. I've done it again.
That's the worst is when he starts complaining about his clothes. Because he'll be like, oh man, it's so hard to find clothes. I've lost so much weight that I just can't find clothes.
I actually have had this shirt.
I think you did a little bit this morning now. It was too early in the morning to be doing that.
Wait till after lunch.
Yeah, we might accept it more. You're doing great, man. That's awesome.
You do. You look great. You look
like
you both
said
weight.
I'm going to die, so whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't say that, didn't we?
Well, I don't want to give him too much encouragement. Then he backs off.
Right. That's true.
Thanks for being friends. No, you said I was going to die if I continued. You want me to be like 5,000 pounds.
I want you to be like me, man. Tuesday, February 10th, episode 1844.
Whatever.
That's what we're working on. What? What's your problem? What's your problem, man?
You and him.
I didn't do anything.
I watched 16 consecutive hours of The Fugitive yesterday. I'm done.
I watched yesterday The Living Daylights with Timothy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
His second Bond movie.
That's always a good one.
His hairpiece is awful in that movie.
Oh, he did have one?
Oh, yes. Next time you watch it, take a peek. He looks like Count Dracula. I mean, it's the worst hairpiece I have ever seen in my life.
I thought he just slicked it back, what hair he had left.
Yeah, maybe. You know.
Richard Kimball, accused of murdering his wife. They have a train wreck. He goes out.
Later, he'll be played by Harrison Ford.
Yeah. With all different characters.
You should watch that movie. You'd like the movie.
I probably have seen it.
I think you would. I really love the show. I mean, it was ahead of its time, really. David Jansen is perfect in that role. His facial expressions and stuff, it's awesome. Oh, but enough about that. We got a great show this morning. Here's what we're going to do. It's Taco Tuesday.
And is it?
And we're going to play, are we going to play a game today? I don't know. We may not.
No, it was License to Kill was the one I was thinking of where his hairpiece is bad. Anyway.
Why is it I have nothing at 7:22 this morning? Why is that? Why is it blank?
Because we're going to do something there.
We just don't know what yet.
Okay. All right.
We used to have two Taco Tuesday segments.
Somebody got lazy. So we'll play a game probably then.
Oh, I don't know. We might talk food.
Everybody loves our game. All right. And by the way, city students are off Friday and Monday. While city's teachers and all county students and staff, Monday only for President's Day. And we're fueled by 7 Brew. 7 Brew is all about fast, friendly service and incredible flavor. Did you know any of their 7 originals can be made sugar-free? Yes, they can.
Really?
Yes. Grab a sugar-free Smooth 7 in Murfreesboro or Smyrna today and watch for that new Laverne location opening up very soon.
John Dinkins.
I like this part.
Oh, it's the love part.
I'm so lonely.
It was the only TV show that I remember that they actually ended it. You know, actually had an ending. Back in the day,
that didn't happen.
Yeah. Wagon Train was on for 7 seasons. No, 8. No, 9 seasons. And the last show wasn't even about anybody on the wagon train. And that was a terrible way to end it, you know.
The TV show Atlanta, which is recent, that's Donald Glover's show. The last season of it is just like barely, and it kind of builds to that. The characters are less and less in each season. And the end of that show is one of my favorite endings to any TV show of all time. Because the whole last episode has none of the characters in it. It's like a, it's like its own story completely, entirely. Has nothing to do with the rest of the show. And it is awesome.
But it wasn't on 9 years like Wagon
no,
Train.
No, it was on, well, it ran for 9 years, but only had four seasons.
That really ended badly for Wagon Train. All right, we're going to take our first look at the weather. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely. Lows fall into the 40s. And then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless season. Sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Park in Murfreesboro.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Las Vegas Raiders officially agreed to terms with new head coach Clint Kubiak from Seattle. Browns tight end David Njoku will become a free agent next month. He said his time in Cleveland is over. Phillies pitcher Zach Wheeler will likely miss opening day with a shoulder injury. The Pirates signed former Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna, and the Red Sox acquired infielder Caleb Durbin from Milwaukee. To college hoops, 7-footer Charles Bediako cannot return to college basketball after a judge in Alabama denied his motion. He's a former G League player. And number one, Arizona lost its first game of the season. Had been 23-0, but the Wildcats were beaten at number nine, Kansas, 82-78. To the NBA, Detroit ended Charlotte's nine-game winning streak, 110-104, 33 points for Cade Cunningham. New Orleans sent Sacramento to a 13th straight loss. Wins for Cleveland and Minnesota. Oklahoma City beat the Lakers in L.A.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 21 minutes after the hour.
Have you lost something?
I have.
Wait a second.
I have found it.
This is the portion of the program where we're brought to you by Middle Tennessee Electric. Middle Tennessee Electric, they want to make sure you're in the loop. Head over to MTE.com to update your contact. information so you can get those timely starts or alerts on outages, billings, and more. They finally got that. I think everybody got their electricity back in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's good.
But that's so crazy, isn't it?
I know. It's
like 2 weeks for some.
Yeah.
I think Madison then got hit real hard.
Yeah.
I know Elon Musk donated a bunch of generators
well, that was
to
nice.
Nashville. So that was that was good. That probably helped. Generators are so expensive.
About $1,000 easy.
He's building that loop to the airport. Uh-huh. You know, so
I think that's probably why. Yeah. Getting good graces with the community.
Well, they want to talk to him about how to bore through the limestone and put power lines underground.
Oh, that's smart.
Which is part of the reason why you have above ground lines. It's cheaper, number one. But number two, if you've got a lot of limestone, it's kind of hard to
keep those trees cut.
Drill through, yeah.
Trees are a big one. Luckily, we had, because we had some weak trees in our yard, but we had them all trimmed up. Late in the summer, right before or during the fall, right before winter hit. So we got lucky with that because some of those would have been coming down. So
there's several people, some businesses lost their, I think someone had a nursery and lost all their plants. Uh-huh. And it's been crazy.
That ice didn't melt until last weekend.
No.
You know, in my driveway and stuff where it's shaded.
That was the slickest ice I think I've ever been on, too. It was terrible.
The ice that was here in the parking lot at the radio station was slicker than I had seen. I mean, it felt like glass. There was not an ounce of texture to it.
Melt and refreeze.
Did they put salt out on in the parking lot? Or
no. I brought my own salt.
By Tuesday, it was in pretty good shape.
Well, that part is not technically our parking lot.
Well, enough about that before you guys get into it again. Vicki Walker is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a solid professional and helping out on more than a few home loans over the years. Becky's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That's the same place you can get your birthdays and anniversaries into us. Simply text us, 615-893-1450, name, who the wish is from, and a phone number. They could win some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, today is National Flannel Day. It's day to bust out those flannels, put them on, open, button them up, whatever you do with your flannel. But wear a flannel today on National Flannel Day.
I've never been really a flannel guy.
You'd look good in a flannel.
I think you would, too.
Especially now that you're all skinny and stuff. You got that big beard and the bald head. That's a flannel man's look. You put a beanie on, you look like you belong in a coffee shop.
24 after 6 here on The Wake Up Crew.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15% or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop by any of our convenient South Central Bank locations today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The Tennessee General Assembly is considering a bill that would authorize personal delivery devices traveling up to 20 miles per hour, like DoorDash's Dot. State law already allows devices traveling at half that speed. As WKRN reports, the DoorDash robots are 4.5 feet tall and can carry up to 30 pounds of goods. The legislation allows cities to prohibit bots on certain busy streets like Broadway. An amendment to the bill would also allow local municipalities to decide whether they want to completely ban personal delivery devices. A Blount County probation officer has been arrested after the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says he had sexual conduct with someone on probation who was under his supervision. James Dale is charged with official misconduct, official oppression, and sexual contact with a probationer, according to the TBI. He's been booked into the Blount County Detention Center on a bond of $250,000. More news in 30 seconds.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
In light of recent carbon monoxide-related deaths during the winter storm, the Tennessee State Fire Marshal's Office is expanding its Get Alarm Tennessee program, which has provided free smoke alarms since 2012. Now, that will include free carbon monoxide detectors. To date, the program has supplied more than 342,000 detectors. To receive a free smoke alarm or carbon monoxide detector through the Get Alarm Tennessee program, ask your local fire department if they participate. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. And it is time for our tier list. All the James Bond actors, the actors who have played James Bond, we're going to rank them.
Now, me and you, John, we're big James Bond fans.
Yes.
We've both seen every movie.
I think if Brian can contribute any at all, just open
just
up
from
when
what
you
he's seen. Tier list, the way the rules work for a tier list is we have six tiers. S is like top of
Super.
The line. I'm gonna institute a rule just for this tier list. Only one actor can have S tier.
What?
We can only have one S tier. For
that
James
makes
Bond
it very
actors.
Complicated for me.
And then A, B, C, and D. So we're gonna have to pick our one.
Okay. I know my one.
I know your one as well.
I know my one.
We all have different ones. So we're going to start in order. We're going to go chronologically.
So what happens if we all say different actors?
I guess they're all S's.
I guess it doesn't matter at all. Let's start with Sean Connery.
Okay, S.
See, I knew you were going to give him an S.
He's the first one. He's the epitome of cool. Nobody can take that away from him. I don't care who you throw out there. Nobody can take that epitome of cool as he was in the 60s.
The only reason that I would not give Sean Connery an S is because I don't think Sean Connery was acting. I think that's just who he was.
I don't know.
And,
well, then that made him super cool.
I
think if we're talking quality of movies, I don't think he has the best run of movies.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Dr. No is good.
Dr. No.
Thunderball.
From Russia with Love is really good.
From Russia with Love is good.
Goldfinger's the best one, considered the top Elvis of all time. I mean, Elvis. The top James Bond of all time.
But after those three, it's just like,
Who else has more than three? Don't tell me Roger Moore. And don't tell me... Pierce Brosnan. Don't tell me.
Pierce Brosnan's got
don't
three.
Don't tell me Daniel Craig would be the only one to come
Daniel
close
Craig's
in my view.
Daniel Craig's got three. And the rest of them weren't in three movies.
Well, I mean, but you can argue with me all you want to, but my S is Sean Connery.
I'll drop him at an S. I would put him at an A, a really high A. He just doesn't make S for me.
It's like you're absolutely putting down the entire James Bond franchise now. nothing else matters now. So whatever. Put him in A. Put him in A for you.
You got to be a little critical, in my opinion.
So where's he going to stand up on the board, on the tier list
I
board?
I put him in S because you gave him an S. So.
Guess I overrule everybody, don't I?
It's just, yeah, I don't know. For me.
Okay. For you, he's an A.
He's
but an
A.
S and an A equal in the S.
Right.
Okay.
If I'd given him like a D.
Oh, yeah, that would have hurt him.
Right.
I would have probably thrown something at you, too, if you'd have given him a D.
George Lazenby. He was in one movie.
Better than... I've learned to appreciate him more.
I will say, George Lazenby's Bond movie is my favorite James Bond movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
But he's not my favorite.
No.
He's okay. He's fine. I think anybody could have played James Bond in On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
I'm giving him a C.
I could see that. He doesn't have the look.
No. When he came out and looked at the camera and said they wouldn't have done this to the other guy at the very beginning of the film,
they ruined it for me.
Well, and his voice is weird. Yeah. Like, I don't know. He just doesn't really fit the mold.
And they wanted him to come back. So I know. He must have done something right.
Yeah. Roger Moore.
Live and let die.
Endurance. You got to give him credit for endurance.
And some hits.
Yeah.
His first, I'd say four, from Live and Let Die through Moonraker, I think, are some of my favorite James Bond movies.
I'm debating. I'm saying A.
I think I'm also going to have to put Roger Moore.
In comparison with the rest of them, as long as he was James Bond, they grossed more money with him than anybody. I could go B.
I'm going to say B just because he was so old.
Okay, I could go. Well, he wasn't old the whole time, but he started out older than any of them.
Well, he was older than Sean Connery. Something.
It was 41 when he started.
He was born before Sean Connery and took over after Sean Connery.
Well,
so.
he was doing Maverick.
Okay. and The Saint. He was in The Saint.
The Saint.
I think I would put
let's
him in a B.
B. Yeah,
I'd
let's
put
go
him
B.
in a B. Timothy Dalton. Via process of elimination, I'm going to say this. Because there's never been a bad Bond actor. Via process of elimination, I think he's my least favorite.
I loved it. The movies were pretty good.
Yes.
He played him too seriously for me. But I'm going to go C with him. Well, maybe D. I'll go D.
I think
D.
I'd put him at D just because he's my least favorite. He's still great.
That's a little harsh.
Well, he's my favorite. Now, here's my boy. The only one I would give an S tier to, Pierce Brosnan. I think he balances the more dated stuff of James Bond and the more modern kind of action-centered.
Unfortunately, his third movie was terrible in terms of
his fourth one,
the
Madonna.
One, yeah. But I'm gonna go A.
Well, I'm going S. So I guess we have two S tiers.
I guess you do, but I don't know how he overrates me.
You overrode me.
Sean Connery and Pierce Brosnan. Come on, man.
And last, Daniel Craig, most recent. Probably the best run of movies.
Right.
Quality-wise.
I go S.
I'm going A with him because he's blonde.
He's short.
Movies were great.
But Roger Moore had red hair.
But I can't drop him down to a B because his movies were so good. So
and he's so cool.
He was cool. And yeah, I'm going to go A.
I'll go A. You go S, though.
He's an S for me.
But so your vote doesn't count.
That means
you haven't seen any of the rest of the movies.
A plus. If you disagree, call Brian at his home number. That's going to do it for the Bond List.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely. Lows fall into the 40s. And then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 47.
Good morning. Cranking up a little bit more and trying to get out of Rutherford County right now with that volume as that builds pretty good. 24 westbound as you work your way past Walden Road headed up into the Antioch area. It's already a little bit sluggish over here. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Expect that to get a little bit heavier probably in the next 10, 15 minutes. It's also picking up through Mount Julian. Watch a little bit of radar out through there. They've been sneaky all morning on I-40, especially past Belinda Parkway there around 226 and Mount Julian. STR Towing and Recovery says give them a call if you need their help 24/7 for car and truck towing here in Middle Tennessee. STR Towing and Recovery.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests. Pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events as we look ahead. On Saturday afternoon, February the 21st, it's the Princess and her hero over at the Salvation Army on West Main here in Murfreesboro. All the princesses and their brave heroes, that would be their dads, grandpas, uncles, or special father figures. 4 until 6, Saturday evening, February 21st, at the Salvation Army. Oh, there's a free grief support group meeting every Wednesday morning at 10, open to everybody, and it's over at the St. Clair Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street in Murfreesboro. That's also where the Parkinson Support Group meets on the first and third Friday mornings at 10. And don't forget, this weekend, it's Pride and Prejudice at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. Here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts, we will rock you. And on Sunday afternoon at 4, the Cripple Creek Cloggers invite you to come over to the Smyrna Senior Activity Center and take some free clogging classes. That's 4 o'clock this Sunday at the Smyrna Senior Activity Center. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shop with us Friday the 13th. For our first ever Simon G truck show. One of my favorite things about Simon G is they have such classic styles in their bridal lines. They have some styles that I have never seen before. See us Friday the 13th for our Simon G truck show here at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
You know, I think it's only fair that we let the James Bond of dad jokes do our dad joke of the day.
He might be the Timothy Dalton of dad jokes.
Wow.
You get it because we rated him at the lowest.
Well, anyway. You're Lazenby.
Oh. He was higher up on the tier list than Timothy Dalton was.
In your opinion, not in the opinion of most others.
Wow.
John agreed with me. John's a lifelong James Bond fan.
I just hate Lazenby was in a great movie.
That does make it harder.
Sean Connery or Pierce Brosnan should have been in that movie.
Pierce Brosnan in that movie.
Pierce would have been the best one for that movie, I think. Yeah. He would have played it more, you know, like a human.
And that's basically all of Daniel Craig's movies are based on that movie, so... Ready?
Yeah. You know, I sing in my car, but only in reverse.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a backup singer.
Three for me.
I'll give it a 3.
It was solid. I mean, it wasn't. I didn't say it was almost a 3.
I wasn't wooed, you know.
But it was simple, efficient, and
it was a woo.
And affectionate. It was that good. 6:41 here. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Guthrie family is holding out hope as the search continues for their 84-year-old mother more than a week after she was kidnapped.
her daughter, the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie, before a second ransom deadline expired yesterday.
We believe that somehow, some way, she is feeling these prayers and that God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
All public schools in San Francisco will be closed for a second day as a teacher strike continues. CBS's Brad Hamilton.
The city continues to work with the district to offer free meals to students in need and free childcare for families with students 5 and under.
French President Emmanuel Macron is urging European nations to stand up to President Trump. The BBC's Hugh Schofield.
With the commercial tsunami coming from China, he said, and the chronic instability being manifested in the United States, it was time for the EU to wake up and grow up.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Rutherford County, a homicide investigation that began as a reported medical emergency in Murfreesboro is now moving closer to resolution as a suspect prepares to return to court. 40-year-old Clinton Lynn Johnson Jr. remains incarcerated in the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, facing a charge of first-degree murder and the death of 45-year-old Harold Cruz. Murfreesboro police responded to a home on October the 27th after a call reporting head injuries. Officers quickly determined the injuries were far more severe, and Cruz was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators later concluded the homicide occurred late on October the 26th, nearly a month later. A warrant was obtained, and Johnson was arrested on November 13th. The case was bound over to the Rutherford County Grand Jury on January of 2025, with a sealed indictment returned that August, also including an aggravated robbery charge. Johnson is scheduled for a plea hearing on Thursday, February the 19th, 2026. Turning to another Rutherford County case, a Murfreesboro man accused of a violent home invasion involving his ex-girlfriend and her child has now been convicted and sentenced. DeMarcus McClinton was found guilty following a jury trial and sentenced by Judge James Turner. Court records show McClinton must serve at least 45% of his sentence for aggravated assault and burglary before parole eligibility. However, for child abuse involving a victim 8 years old or younger, he must serve 100% of that sentence. McClinton is currently held at the Bledsoe County Correctional Complex. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
Play an old guitar, done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro Police Officer Dustin Nicholson talked a woman off the bridge over I-24 on the Medical Center Parkway. She'd climbed over the railing and was moments before falling. Officer Nicholson spoke to her calmly, trying to ease her panic. When words were no longer enough, he quickly secured her and pulled the woman back to safety. Thank you, Murfreesboro Police Officer Dustin Nicholson.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Donnelly. Recent winter weather has taken a toll on roads across the state. In Madison County, leaders say they're using AI technology and street spotters to help quickly patch dangerous potholes. The citywide pothole recovery initiative began early Friday morning as several areas were in desperate need of attention. Six crews have been dedicated to the repair projects across Jackson and Madison County. The city also unveiled the use of AI technology designed to automatically detect and log pothole locations. In light of recent carbon monoxide-related deaths during the winter storm, the Tennessee State Fire Marshal's Office is expanding its Get Alarm Tennessee program, which has provided free smoke alarms since 2012, now to include free carbon monoxide detectors. To date, the program has supplied more than 342,000 smoke alarms. To receive a free smoke alarm or carbon monoxide detector through the program, ask your local fire department if they participate. You can also register online. More news in 30 seconds.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is rolling out a new campus safety program designed to improve emergency communication and response across campus. UTC announced a partnership with 911 Cellular to deploy a new emergency notification and incident management platform. University leaders say the system strengthens how the campus communicates during urgent and emergency situations. As part of the rollout, UTC is launching a Safe at UTC app. It's a new campus safety smartphone application. Will Dunley, Access Tennessee News.
Whether it's a cough, a fever, or something you can't quite name, MMC Now makes care easy. Walk right in, get seen quickly, and your visit connects directly to your MMC doctor. Care you trust, with providers you know, with digital check-in and multiple locations around town. MMC Now is here when you need us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And you know what? I thought for a minute I was signing off. I'm not signing off.
No, we've got one more segment.
We've got birthdays and all that kind of stuff coming
and
up.
And anniversaries.
Today in history.
All of the above.
All of that coming up. So,
and more.
So if you had to do a tier list, would you have agreed with most of that? Or
from the ones you've actually
James
seen?
Bond. My pick was Sean Connery, and his pick was Pierce Brosnan.
Well, I picked mine.
He picked Daniel Craig as an S tier, but that's because it's the only one he's seen.
Yeah. Oh, he hasn't seen the other
one. I've seen Pierce Brosnan. But I wasn't going to pick him as an S because Dalton did.
You need to go back and look at all of them.
Watch one movie from each actor.
But he won't like it. I guarantee you, he won't like any of the movies made in the 60s.
You gotta watch one movie from each actor. Find a list online of their best movie.
Goldfinger.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
What's the one that's underwater with Roger Moore?
Thunderball. No. Underwater with Roger Moore.
Wasn't Sean Connery?
No, you're thinking Sean Connery. That Thunderball. Was Thunderball.
Okay, I didn't like
it. I hate that one. That was the worst one to pick.
That might be the worst James Bond movie
they
of all time.
They were underwater more than they were on land in that one.
And there was no music or dialogue.
No.
I got through like 20 minutes of it, and it's like, forget this.
Yeah.
So you judge everything on just that one.
You need Goldfinger, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
License to Kill.
Yeah.
Golden Eye.
I have seen License to Kill. Is that Pierce Brosnan?
That's Timothy Dalton.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
I
watched one with Golden Pierce Eye. Brosnan.
Tomorrow Never Dies actually is the Pierce Brosnan movie you would like the best.
Was Halle Berry in one of them?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the second worst James Bond movie of all.
Well, I've seen that one.
The Invisible Car.
Yeah, the snow castle, ice castle.
Where are they showing Bond movies now?
They're all on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
All of them are streaming on Amazon Prime.
You need to check out.
So I've watched two of the worst ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Goldfinger. We'll write it down for you. Yeah. Goldfinger.
Tomorrow Never Dies is the one where Pierce Brosnan goes against a news mogul. And you would love that one. And that movie's awesome. That's probably my favorite Pierce Brosnan movie.
Which one?
The one where he goes against the news guy. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
GoldenEye
awesome.
And Tomorrow Never Dies. Those are two good ones.
You should watch.
And he's a Pierce Brosnan fan, I think. Yeah. He can relate to him.
I do like Pierce.
I thought Daniel Craig was a little too serious for me in all of them. If he could have just been a little funnier. And he got that way a little bit.
Towards the end.
He got, yeah.
But, man, Casino Royale is such a good movie.
Yeah.
And Skyfall is such a good movie.
Skyfall, I think, probably is the best movie of all of them.
Maybe followed by Casino Royale and then Goldfinger for me.
Yeah.
Man, when Felix is there and he stabs him in the heart.
You would like Dr. No, and you would like From Russia with Love.
From Russia with Love is good.
Yeah.
But
don't watch Diamonds Are Forever.
I like The Man with the Golden Gun a lot.
I do too.
That one's hilarious.
A lot of people don't like him, but I do. I do like
him. They give him the third nipple.
We're ready to do some birthdays?
Yep.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. 1890, Boris Pasternak, a Russian novelist and poet, wrote Dr. Zhivago. In 1930, Robert Wagner, American actor in It Takes a Thief, Switch, or Heart to Heart.
He would have been a good Bond.
I think there were a lot of Americans that were asked to be Bond.
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have gone well.
John Gavin, who was a world ambassador to Great Britain.
Mm.
He was an actor. Robert Wagner would have been a good one, though. But he's American.
But they went with George Lazenby.
1950, Mark Spitz, American swimmer, born in Modesto, California. 1955, Greg Norman, Australian golfer, won the British Open in 1986 and 93. George Stephanopoulos, 1961, American journalist, and he's on Good Morning America. And Laura Dern, American actress, born in Los Angeles, California. What about the our regular birthdays around here?
Some local celebrities celebrating today. David Martin, Missy Faye, Ronnie Henderson, Sharon Northern, John Strasener, I think. Mara White also celebrating today. That's our list. Go ahead and get some more into us. We need them.
615-893-1450 is the number to call or text.
Turn to Turner Security.
And 1920, baseball outlaws all pitches involving tampering with the ball.
Oh.
By putting Vaseline on it and stuff. 1933, delivery of the first singing telegram.
It's me, I'm here for you, John. I am your singing telegram.
1939. In 1933, they probably did sound like
that. You know.
1939, Stagecoach, directed by John Ford, starring Claire Trevor and John Wayne, premieres in Miami. 1940, In the Mood by Glenn Miller hits number one.
That is in every World War II movie.
Exactly.
That song came out and right around the time Bart and Leanne got married.
Wow. 1940, Tom and Jerry cartoon created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, debuted by MGM. I used to like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry's a good one.
Yeah. It's not as good as Huckleberry Ham, but it's pretty good. 1942, Glenn Miller awarded the first ever gold record for selling 1 million copies.
Is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yeah, that was the song.
Track 29.
I guess Bart, they danced together in this one.
Right. Well, now they were too old by the time this song came out.
I got my fare.
And just a trifle too.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely. Lows fall into the 40s. And then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 47.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic volume pretty much on schedule right now through Antioch on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Already a little bit sluggish. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. It's building pretty good. At least it has in the last few minutes. On 40 west coming through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County. STR Towing and Recovery says give them a call 24/7 if you need help with a car or big truck tow. That's STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to make sure you're in the loop. Head over to mte.com to update your contact info so you can get those timely alerts on outages, billing, and more. That's mte.com.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us.
This is the CBS Entertainment Report. The buzz is still about the bunny. Bad Bunny digging into all those Easter eggs in that epic halftime show. His jersey with the number 64, a tribute to his late uncle, who wore the number when he played football and taught Bunny a lot of what he knows about the game. And Pink will take on hosting duties for the Kelly Clarkson Show for a week in March that'll spotlight Women's History Month. Now, as you might have heard, Kelly's show will come to an end this fall. So look for more surprise hosts to come along in the future, too. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Hey, it's CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner Jill Schlesinger. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58, and we want to remind you that Becky Walker is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a solid professional and helping out more than a few home loans over the years. Becky's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And our Good Neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, and they're proud to shine a light on the folks making a real difference right here in our backyard.
You can text NEIGHBOR to our phone number, 615-893-1450, to get in a Good Neighbor of the Day. Same phone number, text, name, who the wish is from, and a phone number, and they'll be on our birthday list for this February 10th and could win a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue over at 1920 East Main.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
And Taco Tuesday is coming up next hour, and we'll talk about Valentine's Day. That's coming up pretty soon, too, as well.
Oh, yeah.
More to come here on the Wake Up Crew at 7 o'clock. It's news time.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Savannah Guthrie's new plea.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Ghislaine Maxwell stays silent.
I invoke my Fifth Amendment right.
Coffee, tea, and dementia.
Caffeine may be a factor in possible benefits.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been a new video plea from Savannah Guthrie, a call for the public's help. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering the search for her 84-year-old mother.
If you see anything, if you hear anything, if there's anything at all that seems strange to you, that you report to law enforcement, we are at an hour of desperation and we need your help.
Her plea, posted several hours before the captor's second deadline from an alleged ransom note. Kyle Vowinkel is a former FBI hostage negotiator.
Seems to me that the communications may have come to a halt, or maybe they made a decision not to send the money.
The FBI says it is not aware of any continued communication between the family and suspected kidnappers, or if the ransom note is credible. Over the weekend, Guthrie posted a message saying she and her siblings would pay the ransom, despite receiving no evidence of proof of life.
What stands out to you specifically regarding the timeline that's been presented by the FBI?
So 40 minutes being engaged in criminal activity is a lifetime. So the fact that they were there that long implies to me that they're very comfortable in the area.
Some members of Congress now say they've seen material in the Epstein files that was not released to the public. And correspondent Scott McFarlane reports it comes as Epstein's sex crimes co-conspirator frustrated congressional attempts to learn more.
Ghislaine Maxwell appeared before the House Oversight Committee virtually from a prison in Texas, but she answered none of the committee's questions. Her attorney said Maxwell will speak fully and honestly, but only if given clemency by Trump. Also Monday, members of Congress were given their first chance to look at any of the millions of pages of the unreleased, unredacted Epstein case files, but said viewing the files is raising more questions. Lawmakers have raised concerns over a number of the redactions, including redacted email addresses to Epstein that appear to show them talking about young girls. In September, FBI Director Kash Patel said there was no evidence anyone other than Epstein was implicated. Yesterday, Congressman Thomas Massey appeared to dispute that.
In a couple of hours, we found six men whose names have been redacted who are implicated in the way that the files are presented.
Well, CBS's Jolene Kent reports this morning on the court case that looks to hold social media companies accountable for the alleged impact of their products.
In Los Angeles Superior Court, plaintiffs are alleging that Instagram and YouTube are intentionally designed to be addictive and harmful, claiming infinite scrolling and that suggested content algorithm have contributed to teens' alleged addiction and decline in mental health. Now, the plaintiff's attorney argues that these companies built machines designed to addict the brains of children, and they did it on purpose. Meta told CBS News it strongly disagrees with these allegations and are confident the evidence will show our longstanding commitment to supporting young people. Meantime, Google, the parent company of YouTube, says it has put safety for young people at the forefront, and the allegations in these complaints are simply not true.
Now to Italy, CBS's Kelly O'Grady is covering the Winter Games.
Skier Lindsey Vonn said a difference of 5 inches caused her devastating crash Sunday that ended her hopes for a second career gold as she was airlifted off the course. Vonn posted on Instagram Monday, "My Olympic dream did not finish the way I dreamt it would. It wasn't a storybook ending or a fairy tale. It was just life. But for other athletes, the dream is just beginning." Team USA is guaranteed its first ever medal in mixed curling. Figure skating pair Ellie Kam and Danny O'Shea are already cradling medals after their stunning performance helped the U.S. secure gold in the team event Sunday.
"Can you describe to me what it feels like to be an Olympic champion?"
"It's a dream we've been going after for decades now.
It's not like one of those magical moments."
On the ice today, the next chapter in the storied rivalry between the U.S. and Canada women's hockey teams.
They're going to be pumped and raring to go.
Olympic organizers say they're trying to find out why several medals awarded to athletes at the Games broke. Several have come off their ribbons during celebrations. It happened to American downhill skiing gold medalist Breezy Johnson, who's advised winners not to jump up and down. 4 minutes after the hour.
Follow and listen to CBS Mornings on the go on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-497-2323. That's 800-497-2323. Once again, that's 800-497-2323.
The Trump administration plans to repeal the legal basis for federal greenhouse gas regulation, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The 2009 endangerment finding during the Obama administration says six greenhouse gases pose a threat to public health. It's why the EPA limited power plant emissions and tightened fuel economy standards under the Clean Air Act. The Wall Street Journal reports the Trump administration plans to repeal the endangerment finding this week, allowing for the rollback of many regulations.
Democratic leaders in Congress say a proposal from the White House is incomplete and insufficient as they demand new restrictions on the president's immigration crackdown and threaten a shutdown of the Homeland Security Department. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Dramatic changes are needed at the Department of Homeland Security before a DHS funding bill moves forward. Period. Full stop.
The Justice Department indicates it will dismiss the criminal conviction of longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Bannon served 4 months in prison for his 2022 conviction for contempt of Congress. He refused to testify in the January 6th investigation. A Los Angeles County death certificate reveals the cause of Emmy-winning star Catherine O'Hara's death. It says she died 11 days ago from a pulmonary embolism with rectal cancer as the underlying cause. A four-decade-long study of more than 100,000 adults looked at coffee and tea consumption and how that might impact cognitive function and the risk of dementia. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
What they found was people who had moderate consumption of caffeinated coffee or tea, so 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day, 1 to 2 cups of tea per day, had a lower risk of dementia, but we cannot say based on this study that this is actually protective.
It's the Tuesday Morning World News Roundup, and it's 8 minutes after the hour.
DQ presents The Spicy Menu. For a limited time, try the new Flamethrower Chicken Strip Basket for $6.99 with spicy, bold strips that heat you up. Served with a side of famous DQ Soft Serve as a dip to cool you down. That's right, dip those spicy chicken strips right into Soft Serve. Plus fries and toast, all for just $6.99. And add a new pineapple lemonade sparkler or cooler made with tahini. It's the limited time only Spicy Menu. Get it delivered in the DQ app. Happy tastes good. Participation may vary.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
A group of Buddhist monks is wrapping up a... You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely. Lows fall into the 40s. And then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 46.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Here's what we're seeing. Slow traffic now on 65 southbound as it creeps along down here at Trinity Lane. Pretty much on schedule, actually, this time of the morning. It's building on I-40, especially coming through Mount Juliet right now. Westbound I-40 pushing through Hermitage. 24 is on the increase quite a bit, actually. Westbound 24 up out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, coming past 840. STR, Towing and Recovery, says give them a call 24-7 if you need their help for a car or big truck tow. STR, Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak. A tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby. What roads all I've taken?
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know.
Well, racing into hour number two of the Wake Up Crew, 12 minutes after the hour. Good February the 10th.
February.
It is episode 1844 of the Wake Up Crew. Hope you're having a good day.
I don't have good days, actually. I've determined my New Year's resolution is I'm not going to have any fun this year.
Well, off to a great start. City schools are out Friday and Monday.
Are you going to come to this show 5 days a week?
For students. So students out Friday and Monday. Teachers for city, county, and county students are out Monday only, but it's a 3 or 4 day weekend coming up. And it's Valentine's weekend. Then you have to, you know, celebrate President's Day. Who doesn't love that? So here we are with a big holiday weekend coming up.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Me?
Yeah. Got any Valentine's Day plans?
I'll be here with the two of you on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner.
Is it on a Saturday?
Yeah, Valentine's Day's a Saturday this year. What are you doing after that, though? I'm sure you must. You've been married, what, 100 years? You must have some great Valentine's Day plans.
Choco cherries coming out.
No, she is. She's getting the cordial cherry. No, I can't get her those cakes because she's still got those from Christmas, only 4 boxes. Oh, she's probably eating them by now.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe she didn't like them.
She said she did.
But do you have plans on the day?
No.
You want to babysit?
Always something, isn't it?
Well, they could go out for a lovely little evening.
I've got to figure out how. We have a Valentine's Day tradition. Every year, we drive to Mount Juliet, and we go to Corey's Doghouse.
Oh, yeah, I like that place.
And that's kind of a far drive with a baby, so... Well,
if you'll bring me back a dog, yeah.
Okay. That's not a bad deal, actually.
Bring me back a dog, I'll help you.
So you're all going to spend Valentine's Day together?
Well, with the baby.
Oh, you and him could watch a couple James Bond movies.
With Lena.
With Lena.
She loves watching things.
As long as you're holding her, she's fine. She'll be quiet.
I had to hold her the other day. She didn't want to be put down for nothing.
She's in a little bit of a mood where she really does not. She's got to be with someone. If she's not being held, it's a problem. Oh. She's in that mood.
She just kind of laid there. I was in my chair, and she just kind of laid down.
They say that happens around 8 to 9 months because that's when they kind of start to realize that they were born, apparently. I don't know how. I don't know if they asked them, but
that won't last long when she starts walking.
No, I'm trying to. I'm holding on to every moment. But they say that kind of happens when they're around that age because they realize what being alone is and they don't like it.
Yeah, before long she'll be riding Huey like a horse. Well, go through the house. You know, it's crazy.
They have developed a little bit of a partnership because she drops her food on the floor.
Oh, he loves that. Yeah.
He does. She the other day, we're at church. And we go to pick her up from the nursery at church. She's been doing this thing where she's trying to give people her pacifier. So she'll take it out of her mouth and, like, hold it out at you. Well, the other day, we go to pick her up from the nursery at church, and the lady says, "Hey, I'm so sorry, but we looked away for a second, and this other baby had her pacifier in his mouth. I don't know what happened. And I said, I know exactly what happened. She gave it to him. She took it out of her mouth and she gave that kid her pacifier.
She won't be using it long then. If she's like that, yeah. She won't be using it long.
Such a giving spirit she has.
We're about to start weaning her off of it. Megan doesn't like it because it causes teeth problems. Mm-hmm. So,
well, she likes to, like, she'll hold it into the side and chew on it. Like a woodchuck.
Yeah.
She'll go to town on it.
She gets that for me. I like to chew on things.
She won't be using that much longer, I would think. So it's all a critical time of when to take the passy away.
Megan wants to do it before she's a year old. Yeah. But that changed. It was going to be 6 months, but it's changed to a year. So
her little teethers are coming in.
Well, I think she said a teething ring, you know, for that.
I think she said pop the other day, by the way.
I doubt it.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
No. She's learned how to whisper.
She did. I was saying pop.
That's dada.
I know, but that wasn't with me. I said pop, and she'd say pop.
No, well, let's hear it. Did you record it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well,
then it didn't happen.
You didn't have it. You have no
happen.
Proof.
I'm still waiting on a Sir Pizza script. I just haven't gotten one yet.
I'd say pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, let's go. 6 months, man. Dude, it's time to...
Nine months.
It's time to get that baby going.
Get her to work.
Well, Dalton was on there before he could talk.
But yeah,
he's still on there and he can't talk. What are you talking about?
Man, the other day I read a news story about the new commons that they're opening at Middle Tennessee at MTSU. And it's the Wamek Collins, or Commons. And I read that whole script, and the whole time I said Womack. The whole script. I said the Womack, and I had to re-record the whole thing for the newscast. But if it hadn't been for that time that you two so graciously mocked me live on the air when I was 12 years old, I would have never known.
Well, that's after Dr. Womack, isn't it? Is that what that name is after, probably?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I read his State Farm thing on the air.
Well, that's Andy, but yeah.
Andy Womack.
But it's Womack around here, generally.
But I had a teacher at school whose last name was Womack. And so I thought that's how you pronounce the name.
I think he's got my dismissal letter.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Well, I do have something that I meant to bring up. I got this, John, just this last week, and it was postmarked December the 23rd.
Are you going to open your mail?
I just got it this week, and let me go ahead and open it up. Oh, look.
Oh, and you just now got it today?
It's from Bob Bug.
Bug, yeah.
But it was postmarked December 23rd.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, it's right there.
Well, then you didn't look at it. You didn't get it then. How dare you? You didn't even bother to open up the mail.
He hasn't checked his mail in 2 months.
No, I just got it. It's got a different address on it. It's got Jeff Jordan's address, and he brought it to me 2 months
later.
So
it's not even addressed to you. It might not even be yours.
It's got my name, but just the wrong address. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Thanks, Bob, my friend.
Makes you feel better, doesn't
it? Yeah.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Las Vegas Raiders officially agreed to terms with new head coach Clint Kubiak from Seattle. Browns tight end David Njoku will become a free agent next month. He said his time in Cleveland is over. Phillies pitcher Zach Wheeler will likely miss opening day with a shoulder injury. The Pirates signed former Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna, and the Red Sox acquired infielder Caleb Durbin from Milwaukee. To college hoops, 7-footer Charles Bediako cannot return to college basketball after a judge in Alabama denied his motion. He's a former G League player. And number one, Arizona lost its first game of the season. Had been 23-0, but the Wildcats were beaten at number 9 Kansas, 82-78. To the NBA, Detroit ended Charlotte's 9-game winning streak, 110-104, 33 points for Cade Cunningham. New Orleans sent Sacramento to a 13th straight loss. Wins for Cleveland and Minnesota. Oklahoma City beat the Lakers in L.A.
South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15% or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop by any of our convenient South Central Bank locations today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is a paid legal ad.
My name is Ty, and I was seriously injured by a truck.
It did not cost me a thing to talk to the law office of John Day. Not one penny.
The law office of John Day, they were great. They got us to a point to where we're satisfied and comfortable.
Turn left, they're there. You turn right, they're there. They was just there. And to me, they're the number one. They're the number one in the world.
Injured by a big truck? Trust the law offices of John Day.
They saved my life.
Need high-quality printing that makes an impact? Look no further than Franklin's Printworks.
We do have a significant presence in Rutherford County as far as print capabilities, booklets, brochures, direct mail, all the time, every day.
That's Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
There are a lot of things we do that people don't know about, like large format stuff, banners, blueprints.
Franklin's Printworks delivers precision, professionalism, and unbeatable customer service. Visit printworkstn.com.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 22 minutes after 7 o'clock, Wake Up Crew time. That's right. It's not any other 722 anywhere else, but just on the Wake Up Crew. But I can tell you that being Tuesday, it is time for a little Taco Tuesday.
So, did you Uber Eats anything good this week?
No. I had Hungry Howie's pizza.
Ooh, I love Hungry Howie's.
You know what they have? They have Asiago cheese bread.
Ah, I bet that's good.
It's excellent. That's really all I got it for.
I had a Tostino's party frozen pizza this week.
I heard all about it.
What do you mean you heard all about it?
From his better half.
Oh,
I was real mad because it took 45 minutes to cook.
Really?
And I was starving.
45 minutes?
45 minutes. It was a deep dish.
But that is apparently not the kind of pizza that he remembers growing up. There was only one kind of good frozen pizza.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was. Megan's?
What was it?
Was it DiGiorno's?
Maybe. Something. I hate frozen pizza. I really do.
DiGiorno's pizza's about the best of all of those.
And they just, I don't know. A frozen pizza just doesn't taste like pizza to me.
The sauce.
The sauce, the cheese.
Yeah.
And the crust, which are the three ingredients in pizza, they're never great.
Well, let me ask you this.
We should do a frozen pizza tier list.
What about Papa Murphy's?
Papa Murphy's is a scam.
Have you ever done Papa Murphy's?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I tend to put extra sauce on them.
It's good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why I'm paying you money for me to make my own food.
Well, I have to get that Royal Feast type stuff with, you know, a lot of it. Uh-huh. I like to pack it and then put a little extra sauce on it. But I'm kind of agree with Dalton. Why do I need to go pick it up?
It's really good. I just don't know why, like, I don't bake it.
To me, it's like eating a frozen pizza because you still have to cook it.
Yeah.
But it tastes better than a frozen pizza.
It tastes a lot better than a frozen pizza. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you can go to, Little Caesars, pick one up, you know.
Pizza
Hut, anywhere.
Sir Pizza.
Yeah, Domino's. Yeah. I have to say, Domino's has made a huge comeback, I think.
Domino's has a great
pizza. For a while, they were not good. Now they're really, I put them right up at the top.
And if you're talking local, Sir Pizza, of course, is great. Sam's over on Thompson Lane has just about one of the best pizzas you can find in town.
I like, what's the one over there by Home Goods.
That's Sam's.
Sam's.
Okay. Sal's. Sal's. I'm sorry, Sal's.
Sal's Pizza.
I confused it with Sammy's. Yeah. Sammy's has a really good pizza on Broad Street. Sal's is, man, they have an... And it's about the same price you're going to spend on Papa John's or Domino's or whatever.
I like you can go in there and buy the slice.
Yes.
You know, and get a slice because they're really huge.
You could sit in there and eat if you want. Oh, yeah. They used to have a pizza buffet. I don't think they do anymore, but it's really good. Of course, Sir Pizza's great. If I have to be in a mood... Depending on what kind of mood I'm in, because Sir Pizza is a different pizza, you know, it's that Grecian, Greek style pizza.
Well, you mentioned pizza places. Pizza Hut's parent company Yum, which also owns Taco Bell and KFC, has launched a formal review of their strategic options as the Pizza Hut chain is not performing well. They may close 250 locations.
Now, I like Pizza Hut a lot too. They've got the best stuffed crust.
Yeah, they do.
It's got that real thin crust on it.
I think they lost a lot of wind when they made it just to kind of go in and pick it up. You know, they used to have those restaurants inside.
Used to have the buffet.
Yeah. And they've all gone away from that.
Guess how many Pizza Huts there are.
I couldn't imagine.
I said there were going to be 250 closing. There are 20,000 Pizza Hut restaurants worldwide.
The biggest thing that they did that I wish they would come back to is the combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell restaurant.
Yeah.
Where you could drive through.
Isn't
and
there
pick
one
up,
on Church Street?
Not anymore. It's just a Taco Bell now.
Really?
There's a Taco Bell and a Pizza Hut, but they're separate buildings now.
Okay. There's a Pizza Hut and a Subway on Church Street.
Yeah. That's the one that used to be.
But you don't sit in. It's a drive through only, right. I believe.
Okay. And now but you could get a personal pizza.
I love personal pans.
With a Baja Blast and nacho fries. Like, they would let you mix what you got.
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, I used to go there on my lunch break. I'd leave here, and I'd go up there, and I'd pick it up and come back.
And the reason they're together is because they're by the same company.
By the same parent company.
I didn't know that.
But they don't combine those anymore. But that was the move. That's what you need to bring back.
What, Pizza Hut?
The combination Pizza Hut Taco Bell restaurant.
Yeah, maybe so. Poor Pizza Hut. Struggle bussing.
Yeah.
You know, after Papa...
What are they doing?
Struggle bussing.
Oh.
We've got Sir Pizza, Sammy's Brick Oven Pizza, and Sal's are the three local pizza places. I can't think of another. And all three of them are just excellent.
Yeah. What about Mike's Pizzeria? That's over on Memorial, near Borough Bagel.
Yes, Mike's is good. I like Mike's a lot, too. It's a very kind of authentic Italian pizza. You got to eat it hot, though. It doesn't hold up great.
Have you had one of the Domino's subs yet? You should try them.
No,
they're really good.
I haven't.
All right, 728.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday"? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here, and we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it, and I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all. Illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way. Every-
Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we made it to 722 on a Tuesday morning, February 10th, episode 1844 of The Big Show.
And happy birthday today to David Martin. Happy birthday, Coach. Missy Fay, Ronnie Henderson, Sharon Northern, John Strasner, and Maura White.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. We're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig. So get them in now. It's your last chance.
Look, I made a drawing. We're going to check on news, traffic. We've got a little weather forecast coming up for you. And that's all straight ahead here on the Wake Up Crew from the Big G, WGNS.
This is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the Law Offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely, lows fall into the 40s, and then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 46.
Good morning. We've got a couple of accidents out here right now. We got that heavy traffic trying to get past Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, coming in right now through the Antioch area in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. As you continue all the way up towards Harding Place, it's slow, no surprise. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. A little bit of radar earlier down certain parts of the Mount Juliet area there on I-40. Hey, STR Towing and Recovery says give them a call 24/7 if you need help with a tow for your car or truck. That's STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Providence Christian Academy in Murfreesboro is beginning the search for a new head football coach, as longtime leader LeBron Ferguson has announced his decision to step down at the end of the current academic calendar. Ferguson, who's coached for more than three decades, helped launch the football program from the ground up in 2020 and guided it into postseason contention, including a semifinal appearance this past season. His departure closes a chapter that also included earlier coaching years in Murfreesboro at Oakland, spanning more than a decade. School officials say a committee will soon be formed to identify his successor and continue building on the foundation that he established. As one chapter ends on the field, Rutherford County is also reflecting on the loss of a familiar and trusted voice behind the scenes in public safety. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is mourning former dispatcher Aaron Cope, a 26-year veteran who passed away over the weekend. Cope joined the Sheriff's Office in 2000, and he became known as a steady presence during emergencies, often guiding deputies with an encyclopedic knowledge of local roads long before GPS became the standard. Colleagues remember Cope as a calming force in high-pressure moments, someone who blended professionalism with quiet compassion and honor. Deputies and supervisors alike credit him with anticipating needs, sending help before it was requested, and offering reassurance when it mattered most. The community is invited to honor Cope's life and service this Friday, February the 13th, with visitation from 2 until 4 at Woodfin Memorial Chapel, followed immediately by a memorial service. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
This is a paid legal ad.
If I had to rate the Law Office of John Day,
I would definitely give him a 5-star rating.
20 stars.
Probably like 100 stars.
If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
John Day's office was wonderful.
They are caring.
I would recommend them to everyone.
Over 1,000 times a year, a lawyer refers someone who needs help in a personal injury or wrongful death case to us because we treat every referral in a timely, professional way. Trust the lawyers other lawyers trust. Trust the Law Offices of John Day.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35 on The Wake Up Crew from WGNS. And we've got a tier list this morning. We're going to talk frozen pizzas, and we're going to rate them, right?
Yes, the rules are S tier is the greatest, D tier is the worst, A, B, C, D, all the way through, normal grading style. We're going to hit some of the highlights. We're basing it on brand, not a specific pizza. So if that brand has something you like, then that counts. Does that make sense? And we're kicking it off with a heavy hitter, and it's DiGiorno. Not delivery. A little overrated,
I have a hard
think.
Time giving any frozen pizza an S.
I agree.
So but of all the frozen pizzas, I think I like DiGiorno's about as well as anybody, so I will give it an A.
Well, I agree with you, but I think it's going to be far and away a higher grade. So I would go S, but okay. It's frozen pizza. So
I think we'll put it at S.
Of the frozen pizzas, I don't think there will be another S.
We'll put it at S. That's fine.
Yeah.
Red Baron.
S.
I'd put Red Baron at like a C.
Red Baron's a C.
Too much sauce. The sauce isn't great. The cheese is bad and bland. And I do not care for Red Baron myself. What is your thoughts?
I would have gone D or F or Z.
Okay, well,
go D.
I'll drop down to D. Now this is a personal pick for me.
Okay.
It's Totino's Pizza Party, which looks disgusting.
And it is.
But it is so good. It would be an S pick for me.
Oh, grody.
Are they the little...
You're thinking of the pizza rolls,
so
too.
So they make the pizza rolls, but they use that same sauce, those same little cube pepperonis. The cheese does not melt at all. It just kind of burns in place. But in my opinion, it's the best crust and best sauce on a frozen pizza. That's me.
So you're giving it a...
I would give it an S, personally. And they're cheap. I mean, they're like $1.50 for a whole frozen pizza. If you're going to make a frozen pizza, you might as well make it cheap.
I can't go higher than a B, but...
Yeah, I would have even said C, but...
I'll put it at B. So you said C, I said S, so we'll put it at a B. Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know that I've had their frozen pizza.
They're not very good.
Neither is the...
I don't even like the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese,
no,
to be honest.
No, let's go D.
Someone's got to be a D. Jack's. Which does have the benefit of being very cheap.
I'll go C with Jack's.
I couldn't go any higher than that.
Great value.
Is that the Walmart brand?
That is.
But it's the rising crust.
And it's not bad. I've had it.
It's like the DiGiorno's.
Yeah, I'll go B.
I could drop it at B.
I think it's a solid B.
Ooh.
Better Goods. That's Target's brand. Not as good as the Great Value, in my opinion.
No, I'm going to go D.
I'd probably put it at C.
I wouldn't go any higher than a C.
We'll put it at
C's
D.
C's fine. Looks okay.
Newman's Own.
I don't know. I haven't had it.
I don't think I have either.
I haven't either. We'll skip it. This is one I have had. It's a very good frozen pizza, in my opinion. Screamin' Sicilian.
I have not had that.
I've seen them. I haven't had it either.
It's not bad. It's a little pricey.
You get your own rating then.
I'd probably put it at an A.
Okay.
It's not an S by any means, but Tombstone.
Ooh, I have a problem. I like Tombstone.
It's a classic.
Their sauce is not bad.
No, I'm going A.
I think I'd put it about an A.
Sure.
A we go. And then another classic as we wrap this up. Tony's.
You mean phonies?
I'm going a B.
Ooh, wow.
I do C or B, either one. I could be convinced either way.
Here comes the big D coming up.
No better than a C for me.
Okay.
In my mind.
Not a bad list.
Kind of earns its name, phonies.
Thing is, frozen pizza is gross. Yeah. That's the thing.
An S in a frozen pizza is not necessarily that great.
Yeah, an S in a frozen pizza is like a C in a normal pizza list.
Absolutely.
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno's.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like any of the others other than the Rising Crust ones,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I agree with
that's
you.
That's for me. All right, that's our tier list at 740.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. risolutions.net. And make sure to join us Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 1 for Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we wrap up the crew here for this Tuesday. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and thanks to Sharing Change, MTE members are making a big difference by rounding up their monthly bills to support local nonprofits. See how it works at sharingchange.org. We're powered by 7 Brew Drive-Through Coffee. Experience the coffee revolution at 7 Brew. You're grabbing a signature blondie or maybe a brunette. They're all about spreading good vibes with every order out at 7 Brew. Swing in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or keep an eye out for their Laverne location coming up soon. And that 7 Brew drive-through coffee, sugar-free options out there as well. Becky Walker is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a solid professional and helping out on more than a few home loans over the years. Becky Walker today, the recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus WGNS Radio. So congratulations
to Becky.
Yep, that's us. Thanks to Ryan Flowers for their many years of support. And our good neighbor recognition is built by SRM Concrete. They're locally grown, nationally known, and they're proud to shine the light on folks who make a real difference right here in our own backyard. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or just head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get in those good neighbors to us here at the Gigantic G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Not just the big G, but the gigantic G.
Gigantic.
Mm-hmm. Gigantic G.
Yeah. You know, I sing in my car, but only in reverse.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a backup singer.
Replay.
I kind of like that better than I originally.
I was going to say that. It was better the second time.
I think I'm going to give it a 4. I mean, I can't do that without the.
I'll agree with you.
Okay.
That joke was way better the second time, actually.
That needed a setup guy, and you two were on your phones.
And who's on their phone now? Okay.
You didn't have a setup the second time, and I thought it was better.
No, I did. He said.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for paying attention.
I'm not paying attention. But I did think it was better. I don't know why. Maybe I expected it.
I'm a very important cog in his jokes.
Yeah.
Being the setup guy.
And he really kind of treats you like dirt.
I know. I don't get credit for any of that, but, you know.
You kind of treat everybody like dirt.
Just you.
I did get a hat, but I had to steal it. You got 3 hats for free.
Yes, yes.
What did we learn today?
We did 2 tier lists in 1 day.
We sure did.
We did one this morning
for James Bond.
James Bond actors, then one this evening. Later, we did one later in the show.
This evening?
Frozen pizzas, which all of us hate, but we did a tier list of it anyway. It was a good tier list, though.
Do you buy a lot of frozen pizzas?
So the ones that I buy are the little single ones,
yeah,
like the little round ones.
I do buy the Red Baron little ones.
I try to keep a frozen pizza in the fridge in the event that
an emergency,
or in the freezer in the event I really don't feel like cooking dinner.
Yeah,
so
makes sense.
Those little ones are really easy to cook, like in the air fryer.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if I get home really late from work or something, it's always nice to have one just on deck. You know.
So what's the difference putting an air fryer in a regular oven? I mean,
it's just easier. I don't have to turn the oven on and wait for it to preheat and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just slam it in the air fryer and wait about 10 minutes.
Yeah, an air fryer is a mini oven. I don't think many people realize
that.
That's
true.
It's a tiny little oven.
But it's instantaneous.
Right. It's faster.
Works well.
Makes a real good piece of salmon. Best way I've had to cook salmon is in the air fryer. You air fry it for about 10 minutes. You season it, air fry it for 10 minutes.
And it smells yucky. I'll take note of that. 10 minutes salmon.
10 minutes salmon.
Well.
Get that skin real crispy on the bottom.
We're out of time, friends. So sorry. We have to leave. But we'll be back tomorrow morning for a Wednesday hump day edition of the Wake Up Crew. Hope you'll join in. For John, for Dalton, I'm Brian. Until next time, take care out there.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Highs top out near 72 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers become likely, lows fall into the 40s, and then Wednesday, sunshine gradually develops and highs get into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford.